Chapter 18. Abbot Dorcas woke shortly after dawn. The skies were uniformly cloudy and dull. It was humid, and the dawn chorus of birdsong was absent. The good mouse wandered down to the kitchens, where Friar Chandras was supervising breakfast preparations. Young ones on kitchen duty were scurrying around as the squirrel friar issued orders.
Don't put any hot bread or pastries to cool on the open windowsills. It started drizzling. Flora, help me with this oatmeal, please.
Dorcas took hold of the cauldron handle, his paw protected by a wrapping of sleeve folds.
Here, let me get that, friend. Clear the table there.
Chandras made room for the cauldron as Dorcas swung it quickly onto the tabletop.
Good morning, Father Abbot. Have you been to the walltops yet? Any news of the sea raider vermin?
Dorcas began adding ingredients to the oatmeal.
And none yet, Friar. Skipper Rourke, Benjo Tips, Formole and Orquil have been up there all night. I'll take them some breakfast and hear what they have to report. Then I'll have to organise a relief guard. They can't stay up there indefinitely. Have you heard from Sister Atrata as to our badger, Gorath?
Friar Chandras bent to pull a tray of fruit rolls from the oven.
The sister will be here shortly to collect breakfast for the sick bay. I'll let you know the moment she tells me about Gorath. Flora and Glingle, load up a trolley of victuals and help Father Abbot up the ramparts with it, please.
Skipper's two fine daughters obliged cheerfully.
Poor old Daddy must be wet and starved.
Never mind, we'll put a smile on his whiskers.
Between them, the two otter maids and the abbot loaded up a trolley of hearty breakfast food and headed off to the wall tops. Benjo Tips hurried down to help them up the wall steps with the trolley. Orquil rubbed a sleepy paw across his eyes. Cheered up by the sight of breakfast, he was bone-weary but would not admit it. Abbot Dorcas watched as the young hedgehog's snout drooped, almost dipping into his oatmeal bowl. Dorcas tweaked Orquil's ear gently.
Wake up, mate! Oatmeal's for eating, not sleeping in.
Orquil protested.
I'm not a bit sleepy, Father Abbot. Honest, I'm not.
Skipper spoke through a mouthful of warm fruit roll.
Oh, yes, you are, young Frank. But it ain't anything to be ashamed of. You did a good night's work on guard here.
Abbot Dorcas smiled at them through the thickening curtain of drizzle.
You all did a splendid night's work, and I thank you very much. But now you can go and have a good sleep, inside where it's dry and warm. For Lura and Glingle will keep watch up here, whilst I go and organise some relief sentries. No arguments. Off you go, please.